Trust4Radio.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our weekly broadcast of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Mastin. I just say thank you so much if you're tuning into our weekly broadcast and enjoying all that we are here sharing with you. I want to say thank you, of course, to all of our sponsors and appreciate everything that you do. I'm excited we have all of our girls with us tonight, so I want to quickly bring on to our show my co-host, Vicki Christensen-O'Shields. Vicki, how are you this evening?
Great, Becky. Good evening, everyone.
And then I also want to bring to the show our beautiful guest co-host as well, Bobby Jean Olson. Bobby Jean Olson, are you there?
I am there. Hello, my beautiful and favorite ladies. I'm so super excited to be on the show with you guys this evening.
Well, we are happy to have you, and I am just excited to have all of us here gathered together, and it just happens to be our month-end wrap-up show. We're going to talk about all kinds of things that have been happening over the last month, couple weeks, and really look forward to April and spring and all things that are coming up upon us. So I just want to start first with I'm going to go to Bobby Jean. Bobby Jean, if, for those of you who are maybe just tuning in for the first time, she is our Ms. U.S. Ambassador for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. So she is our representation out in the marketplace. She's very active in the Western world. Aunt Vicki and I can't be everywhere all the time, so Bobby Jean steps in and fills those gaps for us and really promotes everything that our brand represents, and that's just our heritage, our roots, and just the Western way. So, Bobby Jean, what have you been up to?
Well, it's been an exciting month of killing people and blowing up cars and shooting people, and yeah, it's been that kind of month for me.
Has to be a movie, Bobby Jean. We don't have enough bail money.
And as I just stated, she is our representation. So, you know, I know Aunt Vicki goes and shoots squirrels, but we're not really out shooting anyone.
It makes me giggle so much because you guys personally know me and know my real personality. But I've been typecast, and I'm always a bad guy, I have either been thrown in jail, I've hung people, I've shot people, I've stabbed people. And I can't figure out why that is, but it's so much fun to be bad once in a while.
That's because, Bobby Jean, you're such an angel in real life. So all of these movie parts and commercial parts and everything that you get, they know you're a real angel.
Well, I don't know that. It's like, nope, she can't be a nice, sweet mom. She's going to kill somebody over here. But I get to learn from some of the most amazing people. Just like last week, you know, we actually I ran up to a running police car because the police officer had been stabbed. I jump in the car getting ready to put it in reverse. The killer bashes through the window, glass, blood, everything, everywhere. I freak out. I scream. I see handcuffs. I handcuff his arm, handcuff it to the steering wheel. I jump out, and lo and behold, there's just a gas can there. So I decide to pour gas all over it. I get to light the car on fire, and I throw it in reverse, and it takes off and blows up, and yeah.
You know, it makes my week, Becky, sound just really mundane.
You guys have to giggle with me because you know me, right? Can you picture me doing this?
You're in character. You're in character. But I thought, Bobby Jean, when does your filming start for this other character? I thought that was a little bit different from the ones that you have had in the past.
So with The Standard, it is a Christian-based film that will be out on PureFlix. And for the first time in my life, I actually have a kind, caring, good soul. I don't, even though there's guns in the film, I don't get to shoot anybody in this one. So this will be an adventure for me.
I just don't know how you are able to accomplish all you do, but kudos to you because you keep yourself busy. And she's been great, and Vicky and Maria, you all have been great just keeping me accountable and everything that I'm doing and all my prep. So, Bobby Jean, thank you. And Aunt Vicky, I know you have been crazy busy with the Buckle business and springtime, and I know it's getting real busy with the rodeo run, but as our listeners know, we did take a moment, but it was really a night that we went silent in just honor of those that we have lost in this last few months in the Western world and how personal that is to all of us because we all had been touched by these gentlemen in some way or another. Some were family, some were friends, some felt like family because they were such close friends. So Aunt Vicky had the opportunity to represent our family in our show and go up to the memorial service for Harry Volt. So tell us a little bit about that whole experience for that legend of rodeo.
Absolutely, Becky. I found myself on a plane leaving Austin, Texas, flying to Denver, rented a car and drove down to Colorado Springs and attended Harry Volt's memorial service there at the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. And, of course, the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame holds memories for all of us involved with rodeo and the Western way of life. And it was a beautiful service. Boyd Pohamus was there, and he did the service. They honored Harry Volt, a lifelong family friend, much more than just rodeo family. Loved that man so deeply. He was inspirational to the CB family many years ago and has always remained that way. But it was really a gathering, Becky and Bobby, of a lot of rodeo legends. I felt very fortunate. I sat and visited with none other than Cotton Rosser and Deb Copenhaver, both icons, and just listening to Harry's service and seeing the grace and dignity of his beautiful family. It just made me realize how important it is that we strive to keep our Western heritage and our roots alive. It was a beautiful service. I flew on the red eye home Monday night and hit Llano, Texas, and Tres Rios Silver and on to new adventures the rest of the week. But it was a beautiful service for an awesome man. Hello, are you there?
Well, Aunt Vicki, I just, as we are talking, I mean, you made sure and took us on the adventures as you went there and posted pictures, and it really made all of us that weren't able to be there feel like part of the family. So thank you for taking the time to do that.
Well, yes. Bobby, thank you. It was an honor to be there, and I told Karen Bold, who I love dearly, I mean, you know, it takes me back to, you know, rodeoing. Many years ago, we traveled to Lewiston, and we would be trick riding at Ellensburg Rodeo, and couldn't wait to see Karen Bold because she was a trick rider, and she always worked with us girls, and we got to see Harry and Doug and Wayne and all the rest of the Bold family. And so it was truly an honor, Bobby Jean, to be there and to represent our rodeo family. Honored to do it.
And Vicki, this is Maria. I'm sorry, Bobby Jean. I just want to share. You know, I only met this man once, and I was so affected by his passing, and I didn't know why, except to really express to your listeners that the Western way of life is just one huge family. And if there are listeners out there that are in need of a family, just get in touch with Aunt Vicki or Bobby Jean or Becky, and it really just throws you into a new level of family. And really just thinking about that man, because it was just, you knew that in his presence there was something special about him.
Well, and you know, Maria, you know, amen to what you say. And the service touched each and everyone's heart, because, you know, they talked about Harry in several different areas. They, you know, they talked about Harry Bold the stockman. Harry Bold, he was he loved his bucking horses. He loved his ranch, his way of life. And, you know, they talked about that. They talked about Harry Bold, the diplomat. They talked about Harry Bold, the father. And they talked about Harry Bold, the Christian. And it was just, that was an amazing service. Just so honored to be there.
Well, and for those of us who were not able to be there, you know, Wrangler Network did a great job of streaming it. And so I know that for me, it was, and Maria, it was our opportunity to watch from where we were at. And the one thing that really just stuck out in my mind is, and a lot of those that were there wouldn't know this, but he had such a presence of fellow cowboys and cowgirls, friends and family there. And no matter which angle the camera was at, you could see it was just a full house. But on the flip side to that, if you were on the streaming video, there was another 500 people watching the service from live streaming.
Wow.
Yeah. So that tells you the caliber of man that he was and the legacy he truly is leaving. And I love some of the clips that they showed of him and the things that he said. I wrote them down. I don't have them right now, but, you know, he said he taught, and I know Grandpa and all them were the same way, but, he talked about how a handshake was better than a contract. And that one just really hit me, because that is so not present today. And
no.
Just the way things were so good and right and pure. And I just hope somehow by their lives we're able to bring some of that back into our families and our culture and all the things that we share in this generation, because it's without being said that it's lacking, and they would be – you know, be heaped to bring it back, because it blessed these generations coming, you know, being born and being raised and going forward. So that's just my two cents on that whole deal.
Well, and you know, Becky, what really struck me was the importance of, you know, of writing down the history, of preserving the history, of connecting the generations. And it just really brought a renewed meaning to what our hearts and what we truly want to do here on She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Because, you know, and there are others out there that that strive for the same end results that we do. And we have to keep working. We have to keep trying. We have to keep pushing. And we have to keep promoting, because the younger generation deserves to know, and the older generation deserves to be recognized. It was something else.
Amen to that. And with that, I think that's a perfect segue into, we're going to take a quick break, commercial break, station identification. When we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more about what Aunt Vicky's been up to. So stay tuned with She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls. We'll be right back.
4Radio.com.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you. She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy.
4Radio.com.
Well, welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but we had a little glitch in our commercials and station identification, but we should be okay. I just want to say thank you for tuning in tonight, and say we appreciate you, our listeners, who continually come back week after week to hear the great stories that we really strive to bring to our listeners about the history, the legacy, and the roots of the Western world. That is our heart, that is our passion, and that is why we do what we do. So thank you so much. Before the commercial break, we were visiting with Bobby Jean and Vicky. It is our Vicky Christensen O'Shields. It is our wrap-up show, so we like to take the last Monday of the month and just kind of catch up with everything that has been happening in our world and in the Western world, and really reflect and share with our listeners the fun happenings, because a lot of you don't always know what's going on behind the scenes, and you may miss some of our posts. But we are here busy being active and productive in the Western world, bringing all the fun things to you that we do on all of our social media outlets. So before the break, Aunt Vicky was talking about the beautiful memorial service of Harry Bold and the opportunity she got to go up there and partake in that and really honor Harry Bold's life. But Aunt Vicky, you also just returned from another trip that I wanted to share with our listeners. So tell our listeners where you were. You were there a couple times over the course of March, because it's a pretty extended stay. It's like a, you know, extended vacation when you go. So share with our listeners a little bit what you've been up to.
Okay, Becky. And absolutely, it is an extended stay. And, of course, that's the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And we kicked off in Houston on March 7th for opening night and traveled back and forth. And once I got back from Colorado Springs, Friday, Bud and I left again and went down for the closing weekend. And, oh, my gosh, I don't know how much our listeners know about Rodeo Houston or the Livestock Show, but it is a phenomenal event. And they closed the 2017 season, Becky and Bobby Jean and Maria, with over 2.6 million. I mean, that is an attendance record.
Wow. Whew. Holy moly. That's a whole lot of people.
It's a whole lot of people. It definitely is. And you know, and that record alone with attendance, you know, what goes on behind the scenes and the stories behind the stories. I mean, you know, there are over 33,000 plus volunteers, and they have a waiting list. I mean, the city of Houston comes alive with cowboy hats, boots, And I mean, they are ready to rodeo for almost an entire month.
Wow. I can't even possibly fathom that many volunteers.
But what a wonderful way to represent the Western lifestyle.
Wow. Absolutely, Bobby Jean. And, of course, you know, Houston's been doing it in style for many, many years. The original Astrodome, where Rodeo Houston was for many years, is still standing there. They've moved the rodeo now, of course, to NRG Stadium, which is a beautiful new stadium. But it sits there in the Astrodome in the shadows and kind of connects back, you know, the roots, you know, from days gone by. But think of this, ladies. You know, each and every champion at Rodeo Houston received a $50,000 check. I mean, unbelievable.
It amazes me the money that our cowboys can earn nowadays. It's really a testament to the paths that were paved by so many before them. And this generation is getting to reap the benefits of all the blazed trails. And you know, the cowboy way of life and the Western way of life is, you know, we're all inclusive, we're all family, and we're here to you know, lift each other up and empower them. And I really think it's a great, great testament to the history of the sport of rodeo.
Well, and you know, Becky, here's another interesting little story behind the story, and that was Bud and I were honored to have as our guest that final Saturday for Rodeo Houston. I mean, it went on Sunday, but Saturday is when the actual rodeo champions were crowned. We had John and Francie McBeth, and John McBeth, and don't quote me, I believe John won world champion saddle bronc rider in 1974, and he has rode at Rodeo Houston, you know, many different times, and he won Rodeo Houston. And when he won Rodeo Houston, that his earnings were $3,800, if I'm not misquoting. So it was really, yeah, it was fun to listen to his stories and just to sit there beside him. And you know, I mean, you know, everyone that's paved the way for rodeo has to just marvel at what it's become. I mean, it's just it's empowering.
Yes, yes. And speaking of empowering, I wanted to just touch briefly because I just saw this in the news. And for those of you maybe who haven't seen the article, one of those legendary cowboys that have empowered the sport of rodeo so much, and I think it's fun because he's friends of our family and friends of rodeo, and he's from up here in the Northwest. And that is, it looks like Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame cowboy Larry Mahan is just about to receive another, I guess, honor, if you will. It looks like, you know, if you don't know Larry Mahan, which if you're in anything involved in rodeo, you know the name. If you're not involved with rodeo and you're listening, he's an 8-time world champion. And he was selected as the Outstanding American Awardee from the state of Oregon by the Oregon chapter of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. So on a side note of rodeo and all of Larry's accolades, we want to just say, you know, congratulations, Larry. I mean, just another recognition for the athleticism and the cowboy and the athlete that you were growing up. He was raised, I guess, looks like in Redmond in Salem. And, of course, Aunt Vicki, I know you know Larry pretty personally, but I thought that was pretty great. So congratulations, Larry.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Larry Mahan. I mean, he's the one and only. And, you know, all-around champion that stepped out and just really paved the way for, you know, all of these great cowboys that have followed in his footsteps. So congratulations.
Congratulations. Well, and so, well, you know, we're about – go ahead, Bobby Jean.
Oh, I just wanted to say one more little thing real quick, that this past weekend was our Pinell County Fair for all the 4-H kids, and it was a huge event of great success for all of the kids that worked so hard to compete in showing their livestock, taking care of them, the shooting, the cooking, all the different aspects that go along with the Pinell County or the county fairs, promoting the Western lifestyle, all of that that goes hand in hand. But I just had to brag on Tres Rios Silver and our beautiful Aunt Vicki. We had the honor of giving over a dozen Tres Rios Silver buckles to some very deserving kids this weekend.
Aww.
So thank you. So
thank you, Bobby Jean. I mean, our pleasure. And again, the youth, you know, and the future of our sport and our Western way of life is, it's where it is all at. And there's so many county fairs and state fairs and huge big productions. They all contribute to support our youth, and that is our future and our hope. So thanks, Bobby Jean. We're proud to be part of
it. You should have seen the kiddos with the big smiles as they were walking around, so proud with their new belt buckle. So thank you.
It's amazing what a belt buckle will do.
Oh,
it just lifts that self-esteem, that pride, you know. Kids just have a whole different presence about them. I love watching them when they get new buckles.
I know there was a time that I was roping quite a bit, and the thing I wanted, this sounds so silly, but it didn't matter about the prize money. I wanted the prizes. I wanted the buckle and the saddle. And
exactly.
Yeah.
You know what, ladies, going back to the Houston Livestock Show, you know, it's like the creme de la creme to livestock shows, and so many youngsters participate and show. And, you know, I have to hand it, you know, even though they have some big name stars there after the rodeo each night, you know, here's kudos to Zach Brown, because he paid $330,000 for the reserve grand champion steer.
What?
At the livestock show.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? And the champion went for $345,000. So, you know, there's so many kids, but it all starts locally. It starts with what you and I can do to help contribute, to help these kids, you know, in their walk in the Western world.
Yes, ma'am, you are correct. And speaking of the Western world and all things Western, you know, just to kind of move into the Northwest, I just wanted to really quick, before we close out the show and the broadcast, our own Columbia River Circuit, they do so much for so many people, and they raise funds for the Just in Crisis Fund every year at the circuit finals, and they do everything they can to contribute to the sport of rodeo and youth. And I have to just brag on them a little bit and tell them thank you, because they have gotten behind me and my journey to Mrs. Washington America, and they are my sponsor for that journey. So thank you to Rowdy and to everybody, Debbie, Edie, for just the family support that is so prevalent in the sport of rodeo, especially up here in the Northwest where we grew up. They're just wonderful people. And speaking of, it looks like not this weekend, but the weekend after, rodeo season kicks off up here in the Northwest. The Redmond Rodeo, which last year was the ERA Rodeo, and with all the changes with the ERA and the revamping and the to be determined, Redmond decided to return to having their regular rodeo. So they're going to have the High Desert Stampede March 31st mm-hmm. and April 1st. So that's going to be a big event down in Redmond, and I'm sure that's going to pack the house. So if you're up in that area, be sure you get some tickets and go over to that one and check that rodeo out. So, you know, go ahead, Aunt Vicki.
Now, Vicki, I was just going to say on a personal note, you know, that was I had the opportunity to visit with the 2017 Miss Rodeo Oregon, Kayla Vincent. Beautiful, beautiful young woman. Enjoyed our talk so much. And she was in Houston, and she was working with Catherine Merritt. And they were setting the pivots for the grand entry for Harry Bold and for Binion Servey and everyone. And so, anyway, fun to run into Miss Rodeo Oregon in Houston, Texas. Go figure. And she said she was headed back north to the High Desert Stampede.
And
yep,
we
you
loved
know that.
Your interview with her, too.
Oh, thank you, Bobby Jean.
Yes, and Vicki does a great job doing all that coverage. I loved her interview with the little gal and the little shoeshine gal and visiting with her, because I think it's so, she just hit on so many different avenues within the rodeo culture. And gosh, I could keep talking, because now all these other things are popping into my mind about other things that you highlighted down there. And I know we can go over real quick. You even, another amazing thing about the sport of rodeo, and in particular Houston, when you visited with the lady that you met that's from the International Committee, and how many countries come to the Houston Rodeo, people from different countries, that amazed me.
Totally unreal, Becky, and it was so nice of Peggy Jobes to give me a few minutes for She's Gone Country with CB Cowgirls and, you know, a chance to visit with her and share her story. But, you know, Rodeo Houston and the Livestock Show, they hosted this year alone 58 foreign countries. That's visitors from 58 foreign countries. Now, isn't that just unreal? And they fed them every day in the international room. They hosted a women's fashion show. They hosted them on visits to area ranches, helped them buy tack, whatever they were looking for. So, you know, it takes the whole combined effort, you know, from all of us, you know, from the smallest rodeo, smallest livestock show, because all of our efforts pour in together, and through that work together, great things happen and flow from that. And, Becky, before we get off of this, because I know we're going to run over, but I know that I can speak for Bobby Jean and Maria and how proud we are and how blessed we are, Becky, that you're taking your platform to so many people that know nothing about our way of life. So God bless you, Becky. We love you, and best wishes on your endeavors for Mrs. Washington.
Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate your support. And, you know, it's really just about avenues of really promoting what we love so much. And there are, I think that interview with Peggy is a testament to how alive and well the spirit of the American cowboy is throughout the world. But there's still communities and pockets of communities that have no idea what that culture is all about and how beneficial that culture is if it's weaved into the you know, I don't want to say cracks, but in and out of their own life. So I'm excited to just expose what we're doing and expose the Western world to those that maybe don't know and see where it goes. And Lord willing, maybe I'll come back with the crown that says Mrs. Washington, and we'll have something to talk about come May 21st. Bobby Jean needs to be a pageant coach. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh, no. I just believe in you. That's what it is.
Well, and there's 28 great ladies competing, and this is a 25th anniversary for them, and Pamela does a fabulous job with her pageant. It's the longest standing pageant, I think, as a married pageant in the state of Washington. So I'm pretty proud of her. And I'm pretty proud of the fact that for Washington State, back-to-back, 2016, we had our first Miss Rodeo America, and in 2017, we had our first Mrs. America, both from Washington, both from Eastern Washington, both within an hour of each other between Spokane and Moses Lake. So woo-hoo, Eastern Washington. So I'm pretty proud of that. And on one more note, as we talk about different things, let's put a woo-hoo and a clapping of the hands together for our basketball teams. We got University of Oregon, we got our Ducks, and we got Gonzaga, our Bulldogs, going to the Final Four in the NCAA. So it cannot get much better than that.
I'm totally confused as to who to root for. I have to tell you, you know, it's like putting them in a gunny sack and shaking them up and turning it upside down.
Oh, goodness. Well, yay, hey, Northwest. I'm a pretty proud basketball fan right now, even though I haven't been able to see any of them at this point, but I'm hoping to make the Final Four on Friday. So ladies, we have taken up the half hour. We have shared with our listeners all that we've been up to. We got a great spring coming up. Boyd Gaming has come on and backed us up for year number two. So we are in Group W. So we will be returning to Las Vegas for year number four on stage, five down there. Year number two with Boyd Gaming. So thank you to Boyd Gaming. Thank you to Group W. Anything you ladies want to say? I'm going to say goodnight. I'm going to turn over to Bobby Jean and let Bobby Jean turn over to Aunt Vicky, and we'll close it out. So to our listeners, we'll see you next week. Go ahead, Bobby Jean.
Good night. I just want to say, I say this all of the time, but I want to thank Maria, Aunt Vicky, Becky, for the absolute honor of being part of the family. And when Maria talked about the Western life and how it brings everybody in on a family, that's what you guys have done for me. You have brought me into this family that I love more than anything. And I want to thank everybody that is following along with us, listening to us, following us on Facebook, and let you guys know that it really means so much that you guys are helping, riding alongside us as we promote the Western lifestyle. I want to say good night, and Aunt Vicki, I'm turning it over to you.
Thank you, Bobby Jean. And again, I must say, you know, for everything that you know, you talked about, Bobby Jean, you are such a blessing to all of us, and we are so very thankful to our Lord above. And, you know, listeners, another lady that we're so very thankful for, and that is Miss Crystal Lyons from Mason, Texas. And we're just going to close out our program tonight with a little cowgirl logic. Good night, everyone. God bless.
Lines and few things scare me more than snakes. Nothing can make you wet your pants any quicker than grabbing up a bale of hay and a snake's head is sticking out. I hate that. But more than anything, I hate a snake in the house. Creeps me out. Well, one time while walking by the bathroom, I heard something and looked just in time to see this huge chicken snake climbing up the log wall, and he fell off the log into the tub, and there was this sickening thud sound that sent uncontrollable shivers up my spine and a scream out my mouth. Then in horror, I watched as his head moved around the top rim of the tub and then slithered out of sight. Well, about a month later, I was on the phone, and I noticed my cat intently looking at something, so I stuck my head around the corner to see what she was looking at. It was that chicken snake crawling through the kitchen. Determined not to let him get away this time, I yelled, "He's back!" and threw down the phone, grabbed the .22 pistol, and started shooting. As he was crawling from room to room, I would scream, jump up on top of the furniture, and fire more rounds. Never dawned on me what this was doing to the person on the other end of the phone. She didn't know whether to call the police or keep listening. Poor lady, I could have given her a heart attack. I emptied the gun before thinking about my friend. When it all settled down, we had a good laugh out of it, and everybody in that neck of the woods heard about it and made comments like, "Heard you shot up your house." Well, it was Franklin D. Roosevelt who said, "All we have to fear is fear itself." He was right, you know. The fact that we fear is more harmful to us than what we fear. Well, after it was all over, I survived. My neighbor survived. The snake survived also. This is Crystal Lyons, Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
ForRadio.com.